The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. I'm not sure how much Major League Baseball appreciates the conversation surrounding its home run derby last night. For what it's worth, I think the home run derby was too long. Sorry, ESPN. Gabe, you've been very
hard.
Hard
to see why baseball doesn't appreciate the conversation when you're like, I don't know if they appreciate it. It stunk.
Well, first of all, that's not even the conversation I was alluding to. The conversation I was alluding to is surrounding the national anthem. But give me a minute, because the home run derby to me was too long. There was a lull in the middle. I was excited at the beginning. I'm watching everybody up there. 40 pitches felt like a lot, by the way. And then there was this lull in the middle. The guys were tired. And then finally, at the very end, there was a swing off in like the semis, so that was sort of cool and fun and exciting. And then, you know, the at the very end, it was interesting. Got me, oh, okay, it's fun again. But that's not what most people were talking about last night, Gabe. It was not the who is advancing from round one to the final round. Instead, it was what happened before the home run derby ever even started. And that was this national anthem.
I already heard it once. My ears hurt already.
Last night from Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby.
You're going to hurt again.
Oh, the ramparts we watch were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets red. Oh. Bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
You can't get up there. You can't get there.
Hold okay. on. Now, she was nominated for 4 Grammys.
That's what it said. First of all, I had never heard of Ingrid Andress before. And I can appreciate, one, I want to be very clear on this. I think performing in front of a live audience is an enormous pressure that I don't ever experience, because I do television to a camera. I do radio to y'all. But, like, do we ever have 80,000 people in front of us as we are presenting? Even at game day, when I'm standing up on the stage, Chew, there's maybe, you know, 5,000 people.
Sure. But isn't that part of the gig?
You would think, if you've been nominated for 4 Grammys.
Yeah, that's part of the gig. Performing in front of
a
live audience.
The funny thing is, my brother-in-law just sang the national anthem at the Milkmen game.
Yeah.
And he went through it, did a very good job. And I asked him, I said, number one, is it hard to play with no, you're just singing with nothing? He said, it's difficult because there's so many ups and downs.
Oh, it's an incredibly difficult song to sing.
But that's just horrible.
The most important note of the Star Spangled Banner is the first note.
Yeah.
Because if you start too high, you screw yourself.
So you have to start like, oh.
You got to start low.
Because it's going to build and build and build and build. Although I do think you can reset yourself. Again, I'm not a musician. Y'all have heard me sing when we did the Mr. Jones thing this past year. Like, it's never going to be pretty. But at least I'm self-aware to know that my voice is not a good singing voice. Who's our buddy from Heartland? Josh
from Heartland.
From Heartland, who obviously has a lot of experience singing. I would be curious what his professional opinion was of last night's Star Spangled Banner. Because, Chewy, folks were saying that it immediately rocketed to, and you are our power rankings guy, the top of the worst. The top of the worst. And that includes Fergie, and that includes Carl Lewis, and that includes Roseanne Barr.
But here's the thing. Because Carl Lewis was, first of all, the confidence that he had was inspiring, because he was that bad and yet still that confident. But Carl Lewis is an Olympian. He's not a singer.
Yeah.
He hasn't made his life singing. Same thing with Roseanne Barr. She's got a tour coming up.
Yeah, I know. Maybe not anymore.
this is what she does for a living.
Yeah.
She is paid to do this. So this is infinitely more worse than Carl Lewis to me, because Carl's not a singer. She is supposed to be a professional in this matter.
Yeah, this could be career-ending, by the way, guys, because the narrative out of that game was all bad. I didn't see one person that was like, you don't understand, here's why it was da-da-da-da-da. Like, people are like, she's obviously an auto-tune artist. People are like, she should change careers. People, I mean, all of the criticism. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I was above it. I didn't say anything implicitly, like, scathing. But I did immediately run to Twitter to see what everyone else was saying. So Joshy has compiled for us some of those other ones. So we've been talking about Carl Lewis. Joshy, can you play a little of the Carl Lewis national anthem for us this morning?
We're so gallantly streaming.
And already better. It's already better.
You don't have that note.
Through the night, that our flag was still there. I'll make up for it now.
That's the best part.
I mean, he hit some notes.
Spoiler alert,
well.
He didn't make up for it.
Yeah. He hit some. I think Roseanne's was the worst. Because she kind of spoofed it.
I feel like she did it so bad it was like,
but
on
that's
purpose.
The thing. Wasn't there some level of sarcasm / satire?
Correct.
Like, I mean, the fact
for
that
hers.
She grabbed her crotch, which of course offended a lot of people because it is the national anthem and it felt like it should be, you should be more reverent than that when singing the song. You knew that it wasn't, she wasn't taking it seriously.
Correct.
And for that reason, you were able to excuse some of the poor performance. Let's hear Roseanne Barr's version of the national anthem.
Yeah, she's just rattling through it. Yeah.
Right, and obviously the speed with which she's singing, cut it off, that's enough, please, God. Oh, my goodness. So that was worse for me, for my ears, than the rendition from last night.
But again, she was also trying to be bad. From my understanding, I haven't seen any statement from Ingrid or her people saying she was purposely bad last night.
Purposely?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're a fan of hers, don't you have to question how much her music is computer-generated?
Oh, 100%.
She sounds like has a terrible voice.
And that's the thing.
I mean, at least Carl Lewis hit some notes.
Yeah.
And then he missed a lot of them.
But again, to Gabe's point, you know? Not a singer, right? So let's go to,
correct.
I believe, Joshy, do you also have Fergie for us? Because Fergie was the other one that I saw referenced a lot last night on social media. Do you have Fergie's rendition?
Let our flag was still there.
Okay, she can hit the notes.
She can hit the notes. The problem are the extra syllables she added to every single word.
Can I ask a real dumb question?
Please.
Is this like the Duchess or is there a singer named Fergie?
There's a singer named Fergie.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, I thought it was like the Duchess that did. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Fergie. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is Black Eyed Peas Fergie.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Fergalicious?
I thought it was the redheaded one.
Glamorous?
Yeah.
Flouncy? I got a feeling.
Flouncy.
Right? You know I got a feeling, right?
Well, but I thought Fergie was the Duchess or whatever she is in England.
No, this is Fergie. Fergie Ferg. What are we...
Then that makes it worse.
No, that was. I think that was good. By the way, guys,
that was
I think
hideous.
That Ingrid's performance last. Okay, but it was better than Ingrid's performance last
night.
Sure, night is what
like
I was just going to say,
Joshy. Again, the thing with Fergie is she hits a lot of those notes.
Yes,
it's just the liberties that she took
Right.
So if I'm power ranking before we're going to do the real power ranking, Roseanne's the worst, and then last night was second.
Oh, really?
And
even
then,
though Roseanne was intentionally
Lewis,
being bad.
Yeah.
See, I have to disagree with you. I think the young lady last night who was trying to be good but was bad is worse than Roseanne Barr trying to be bad because it was bad. At least we know that was the goal.
Yeah.
So this young lady last night, I'm guessing, again, for her career's sake, I'm guessing going out there on an enormous stage like that was supposed to be a windfall. It was supposed to be a coup. It was supposed to be like, she's so great. Oh, my goodness. I'd like to go buy tickets for her show, because apparently she is currently touring.
And well, it has a single coming out. So Josh in Heartland chimes in, 800-990-3776. She was way out of her element, Donnie. I added that part. Sorry. She's actually a great studio artist in the folk rock world, but that does not translate to singing that song live. So, and again, that song is an incredibly hard one to sing, to bring up back to your point, Chu, with nothing else really to kind of help guide you, and you're just singing a cappella by yourself.
So
it's tough.
Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. That's where you found our friend Josh in Heartland. But we also have Matthew in the 414 saying, Chewy looks deeply disturbed having to listen to that. Dave from Aaron saying, OMG, I hadn't heard it yet. I had only read about it. Did someone throw a cat in a blender? Jacob in the 920 saying, is that a lot worse than Roseanne Barr? I'm not sure if that's the question Chewy was saying, that it is not worse. You're still giving Roseanne the nod as the worst performance. Yes. But as I said, that was intentional. Kevin saying that was brutal. And Matthew in the 414 also saying Barstool Big Cat sings better than that girl does. He actually does. But have you heard Barstool sing the national anthem? I believe he did it at their Barstool Bowl.
Really?
The bowl game that Barstool puts on.
I think he sings it quite a bit for like some of the boxing events that they do with Barstool. So he's done it a handful of times.
I feel like of the three of us, Chewy is the natural. Chewy would be the best. I mean, when we sang some of those jingles for the Packers, you were really good, dude.
I'm much better at the Canadian national anthem when I sing in French.
Sing it.
It's more.
Land that I love. Stand beside her.
That's not a national anthem.
And guide.
It's not our national anthem. That's not the Canadian national anthem.
Starts,
and it's not in French.
Oh, that's God Bless America?
It starts Old Canada.
Canada, yes.
Samsonite, I was way off.
And it wasn't in French. He said he was going to sing in French.
I do like God Bless America, though. That is a more fun song to sing. And, of course, on Sundays at the ballpark out at AmFam Field, they do sing God Bless America in the middle of the game as well, if you want to get your fix there. 800-990-3776, your reaction to the national anthem last night. Again, I want to be clear. I think it is hard to do that. I think it is difficult to put yourself out there. The luxury is you're supposed to be a singer by profession, so it shouldn't be as hard as like me walking up there and doing it. But again, the expectation is different for someone who is not a singer, aka Carl Lewis, aka Roseanne Barr, compared to Ingrid last night and the Fergie example that we gave you. And of course, the GOAT of all national anthems. So just to put a bow on this, Joshy, can you give us a little snippet of the Whitney Houston national anthem, just to cleanse our palate, to cleanse the listeners' palate this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy? Good.
Thank you.
So good.
Not everybody can be Whitney.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on right after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Husky.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What did you just say?
Robust.
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 You can say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice rebound word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat.
Well,
you're
there's
rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Fog in Saukville for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Golfers should be arriving shortly. Jason Wilde just got here with gifts in tow. And it is time for Power Rankings, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
What do we got, Chew?
Okay, we are about halfway through the summer, so I thought, why not go with Milwaukee Festivals, one of the better cities for festivals in the country.
Oh, not because earlier today you go, is there a festival this weekend? We were like, isn't there a festival every weekend?
You're probably right. Probably right. But with that, give me the 8 greatest Milwaukee summer festivals.
This is so hard.
Well, I mean, you start with the obvious one that's going to be number 1.
He wants us to go power rankings.
Oh, we're like going. Well, I thought
No. You could just name them off. This is old.
Oh, you said
this
give
is,
me number
this
8.
This is the 3 minutes.
That's what
I said was hard.
Yeah.
Oh, unless. Well.
No. Yeah, no.
That'd make it tough.
So, so Summerfest is number 1.
Uno, numero uno, Summerfest.
Okay. How about Festa Italiana?
Festa Italiana is not on the
list. Are you out of your mind?
Hold on.
The hatred?
No.
I feel like this is a personal attack on me. That's
Fiesta has taken a step back.
Fiesta?
What's it called?
Festa.
Festa. But it used to be a lot bigger than it was.
I'm telling your wife.
She already knows. I'm sure she already knows. Let me check my Amazon account real quick.
Fiesta.
Canceled. It is... Not on the top eight.
I will say I will go German Fest.
Because we're in Wisconsin.
Correct.
Not on the list.
What the?
Ooh.
And you guys, from being right around Milwaukee, should know these.
Is like Bastille Days
is going to be on there?
Bastille Days is on the list.
So Bastille's going to be on there.
Bastille is number 8. No, sorry, 7.
That feels low for Bastille Days. Maybe because it's just like a short time. Back in the day, by the way, Bastille Days used to have the waiter races, and restaurants in Milwaukee would put their best wait staff team out there, mm-hmm. and it would be a relay race. And you'd put the glasses on the tray, and you'd have to walk down the thing, the obstacle course, then hand off to your person. And that was a highlight of Bastille Days.
Were you ever a waitress?
Absolutely.
Really?
How do you think I paid my bills? It wasn't broadcasting, my friend. All right, so we got 2 on the list.
Now, this is not...
It doesn't
so I'm
feel
going
like
away
the heritage.
That's what I'm saying. I think
Milwaukee
we,
proper. This is Milwaukee
yeah,
proper.
So I think we... I mean, because I was going to just rattle off, you know, all the ones that happen. You know, they've got Irish Fest down there. All the ones that happen on, you know, the Summerfest grounds. But it seems like, other than Summerfest, if Festa and German Fest aren't there, Locust is always a big one because they have a race around it.
Brady Street Festival.
Brady Street Festival, which I think is coming up this weekend.
Not on.
We're just bandying.
You guys are missing an obvious one.
We're not guessing, Chewy. Stop acting like we're guessing. This is just us
having a conversation.
You're missing an obvious one, and I'm standing right here.
Polish Fest.
Yeah! Okay. Polish Fest.
See,
is on
I
the
knew
list.
That was going to happen. We were moving away from the heritage festivals because Festa wasn't on the list. And German Fest, again, in Wisconsin, which has a huge German population,
right?
Was not on the list. And now you rope-a-doped us? You rope-a-doped us with Polish Fest.
Do you think I would have chosen this list if Polish Fest wasn't
You know what? Yeah, that's on us. Okay. That's on us. You know what?
Excellent point by you.
I admit fault by us. Yep, that's right. On us. So would Irish Fest then? Do we want to go back to
that? We haven't even guessed Fiesta yet. Is Fiesta going to be on there?
He said Fiesta, so it might... Because he said Fiesta instead of Festa, that means he saw it on the list. Fiesta's going to be on there.
Not on the list.
God damn it.
You just talked about it last week. One of the festivals.
Talked about it last week.
Yes.
One of the festivals.
What would we have talked about? We talked about Bastille Days. We talked about Summerfest. Do we talk about Harley Fest? Does that count as a festival?
It doesn't have to have fest in it. Not everything has to be a fest. Okay?
What is this list again?
Gabe, you talked about this
last
week.
What did I talk about last week? How this always bugs that crap out of me when Chewy remembers something and I don't. Just always bothers me.
Why were we talking about it?
Okay, so what were we talking about last week that you would have?
I don't remember.
I don't think you were here.
That's why I don't remember.
I mean, we've talked about state fairs. We've talked about
State fair.
State fair.
It's got to be on the list.
State fair is number 8 on the list.
That feels low for the state fair.
Then there's one really that I'm sure you've gone to. It's not far from your house. I always wanted to go, and this is a festival.
Far from my Strawberry Fest.
Cedarburg Strawberry.
Yes, we went there a couple years ago.
The list.
Okay.
Very nice. Okay, Cedarburg getting a little love. Now, that is not Milwaukee proper, which I believe he mentioned earlier.
He did.
But it's okay. That happens sometimes.
So you guys are two left. No, 3 left. Sorry.
Yeah.
Is it a county fair? Would it like the Washington County Fair?
Ozaukee County?
Because again,
now that we're already up in, we're up in Cedarburg at this point.
Jazz in the Park? Is Jazz in the Park?
There you go.
Jazz in the Park. Jazz in the Park.
Jazz in the Park, number 3.
Okay. What about where you used to live?
Well, so that's the only, Locust would have been the only big, the 24?
River West?
The River West 24?
Nope.
Okay. Because those are the two big ones in River West. The 24 and Locust.
The two that are left, I've never heard of.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to give you a hint here.
One of them happens outside our doors.
If you've never heard of them.
What'd you say, Joshy?
One of them happens outside our doors at the office.
The night market?
The night market?
Yeah, the Milwaukee night market.
I've never heard of that one. You got one left.
Wednesdays or Thursdays?
One left. Joshy, have you heard of this one?
Yeah, of course I've heard of it.
Okay.
All right. So
it has something to do with lunar patterns.
What the? Hey, can you do me a favor and reset the list for us?
Okay, number 1.
Yeah.
Summerfest.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Milwaukee Night Market.
Whoa.
Number 3, Jazz in the Park. You don't have 4. 5, Polish Fest. 6, Cedarburg Strawberry Festival. 7, Bastille. And 8, Wisconsin State Fair.
And Harley Fest isn't on the list, even though that was rockin' time last year.
When something to do with seasons change.
Yes.
The summer solstice?
Summer solstice.
Isn't that just one day? It's just one day, isn't it?
Well, what's wrong with that?
I mean, it's the only one that's one day.
You've never been to the summer solstice?
I have not.
Okay.
So I can't tell you if it's good or not. I'm just saying that if it's one day festival.
Don't be mad at me. Be mad at Midwest Living.
You're mad at me?
I feel that the list was a little bit...
Jen, have you been to Strawberry Fest?
I have. We went a few weeks ago. It was wonderful.
Really?
Fantastic. Yeah. You walk down the main drag of Cedarburg. It's got all the little shops and stores, and kids love it, and strawberries everywhere, right? Chocolate-covered strawberries and strawberry beverages, and they do a really, really good job with that. So, yes, I appreciate
it. I'm going to say my favorite, State Fair. Love it. Just based on
which is, again, so low on that list,
yeah.
Chew.
I'll tell you what. I've never been to State Fair. I can tell you it should be higher than the night market.
Well, and what's crazy is how do you compare an event like State Fair and Summerfest, which are multiple days, in Summerfest case, multiple weekends as well, to Summer Solstice, which is basically 12 hours or something like that.
I'll just say this. Summerfest is overrated.
You're overrated.
I'm just saying it is. It's overrated. State Fair is so much better.
When's the last time you were at Summerfest?
Last time I wasn't allowed to go anymore. So.
I was about to say, you've been
Who's
kicked
the band
out.
I saw?
That's
you got
left.
Kicked out.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, yeah.
You got kicked out.
I lost my privileges.
Wait, you left Earth, Wind, and Fire early? No, I thought you left a different show early.
Wasn't that like Zac Brown Band?
Yeah,
or
was 3 shows. That was Chris Stapleton.
Yes.
Oh, Chris Stapleton.
We're still negotiating when we fight on the number of songs. I said it was 11. She said 3.
Gabe, what do you think?
I am siding with Angie on this one.
Much like Jordan Love and the Packers, we're going to meet in the middle.
I love it. I love it.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you could be dealing with low testosterone, and maybe you realize it because if you're kind of tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. And maybe you're like me. As you get older, that's just how it goes. But that's not how it has to go with Mentality. With them, they can work with you and give you a customized testosterone treatment to make sure that your testosterone levels are where they need to be and you can compete at work and sports like you did years ago. Make sure you check them out online, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold you can be
shrinkage.
Good, too.
Yeah, well, no, cold shrinkage can gets be involved. Good. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tuesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy live from the Bog in Saukville for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. I believe golfers are starting to arrive, and we will be welcoming the crowd at around 9:45. It looks like it will be a gorgeous day out here for a little bit of golf. This is going to sound hyperbolic. This is going to sound like an extreme, but one of the greatest days in my adult life. Not the birth of my children. Those are fantastic. But not better than the day that I got my first Costco card, Gabe. The day that I got my first Costco card was one of those, as they handed it to me at the counter there at Costco. And I never know what I'm going to stumble upon, right? Costco has this great thing where they like roll in products. And right now my family is obsessed with these s'mores clusters.
Yeah, it's those are good.
I know, they're so good.
Want to move your mic there, buddy, so we can actually hear you?
Yeah, those are
absolutely
really good.
Actually, I liked how it was kind of in the background. Like it was coming
He's
from
not
the
even
depths
here.
Of his brain that were like weighing in on the s'mores clusters that you can get at Costco. But one of the products that people are talking about right now that you can get at Costco is a doomsday bucket. It is a bucket of emergency food from the company ReadyWise 132. It is 132 serving, although the label says 150 servings, of just that, guys. Doomsday will stay on the shelf as long as you need it food. And it costs $68, Chew, $68 for a bucket of doomsday food. If you had to guess what was in the doomsday bucket at Costco, that can be yours for the low, low price of $68. What would you think was in the doomsday bucket?
Well, there's got to be water.
There is no water.
Okay.
Not much. How are you surviving doomsday without any water?
There has to be some sort of pickled something. I mean, if you're saying it lasts for 25 years, there's probably MREs.
Okay.
You know what MREs are?
Well, I know what they are.
Military,
why don't you tell our loyal listeners?
I don't really know. Why don't you tell them?
Is it like
it's a meal you add water to, and they're very good.
Yeah. So let me tell you what this article on today.com says is in it. It says teriyaki rice, cheesy macaroni, and other pastas, animal cinnamon cereal, soups. It also includes an orange drink mix and a whey milk alternative, 25-year shelf life, 150 servings, $63. I got to be honest with you guys. This sounds like fake doomsdayers. This is a fake doomsday bucket. Because if actual doomsday occurs, you are not getting by on teriyaki rice and pasta. You're not making pasta. You need, like Chewy said, like the quick
water. Yeah.
You know, like you can't.
High energy stuff that's high calorie stuff. See, I remember in the 70s, early 70s, where families prepared for doomsday. I mean, I remember the getting under the desk at school. They said it was a tornado. Well, you know what there aren't in Massachusetts? Tornadoes. They were fallout shelters. But I remember my parents stockpiling water, stockpiling the mason jars full of whatever.
Like pickled stuff.
Pickled stuff. I remember going over to family members' house where doomsday shelters were built into the hill. Mm-hmm. And I forget what they used to tell us. Mm-hmm. But I grew up during that time where it was very weird.
Yeah, World War One. Okay.
The Cold War.
Yes. According to Jason, the me great, and Don Hudson. Yes.
He calls it the Great War.
Yes.
Jeez Louise. Gabe, do you know anybody who are doomsday preparers? Do you
I
have
don't.
People who like have a bomb shelter or who have like an area of their house where they have stockpiled water or they have stockpiled rice or they have stockpiled some of these? They got flashlights and batteries and all of these other things to prepare for the end of the world?
I don't know anybody like that. I mean, the only time
my wife does, but she just buys toilet paper. What is it about toilet paper where she has to have packs and packs and rolls and rolls and rolls? What is it, Jen?
If I had to assume,
I don't know.
Maybe she ran out one time, and that's a mistake she's decided she's never making again. Because when you run out of toilet paper once, you want to make sure that never happens again.
You feel very vulnerable, don't you?
Yeah.
You just improvise. You improvise.
How exactly were you improvising
underwear?
There?
We don't want that question. No, we don't.
That, right?
It's not an answer we want.
I had to make him say it, okay? I needed him to say what he was thinking.
Just go right in the shower.
Okay, so you got an issue with your wife stockpiling toilet paper.
Yes.
We're talking about this doomsday bucket that they are offering at Costco now. It feels like at Costco, you can get all of the things you need to survive doomsday. Like, they're trying to put it in this, like, convenient $63 bucket.
Yeah.
But if I walk a aisle over, I can buy the bag of rice for $20. I can buy the, you know, the other sustainable stuff. Maybe it won't last for 50 years like this bucket is claiming to do, but I also feel like this to me feels like if you want to pretend that you are preparing for doomsday, you buy this bucket.
That's what it kind of feels like, right?
All
like
these
you said, it feels
are.
A little fake. Because there's no any sort of doomsday device, or you know, if you have a bomb shelter, what's the first thing you're putting in the bomb shelter?
Water.
It's water. 100% it's water.
And it's the big, you know, Culligan-esque,
yeah,
right?
I don't need apple cinnamon cereal to survive. You know what I need? Water.
What would be one go-to, though, other than water? Like a food.
Rice.
But it'd have to last for a while.
Cereal? Could you do cereal?
I feel rice is going to be the best
one.
Yeah,
but without milk.
But you can eat dry cereal. I can house some Cheerios,
right? But that gets stale pretty quick.
Does it?
Yeah.
If it's sealed?
Well, pickles? I wouldn't trust it.
Pickles?
Here's what I'm learning. None of us are surviving a doomsday. We don't.
Oh, Chewy will. Chewy will. Yeah, I have no doubt. No doubt Chewy's surviving doomsday.
Yeah. I mean, I could live off the land. Shoot a squirrel.
Yeah.
I mean, eating bugs. Bugs aren't that bad. I mean, we've all eaten bugs.
Yes. Except for Gabe. He refused.
Oh, no. I'm talking when you're riding your bike or whatever. One goes in. And
yeah.
Well, but when we had the crickets in the studio,
those weren't bad. It's better than the snake we ate.
No, the snake was
fine.
That snake was fine.
Good. It wasn't
sausage?
That different than chicken. It tasted like chicken. So you're telling me you would rather go out hunting and gathering than have some supplies available in an area of your home?
Yes.
What? Get out of here.
Yeah. That tracks.
It does track, but it doesn't make any sense. Right? Like, we can be like, yes, it makes sense for Chewy, but like, logistically, it'd be better to just go to Costco, buy a bunch of food, and have the food and not have to go out and, you know, find a deer for dinner.
Not yeah, rather. But you know what's going to last longer?
Yeah.
The deer?
Yeah.
I mean, when you really think about it, doomsday, 132 servings, not going to get you very far.
No, especially a family of five, too.
Yeah, you were just talking about all the kids you got.
Yeah.
Do have a lot of kids. Old woman who lived in a shoe over here. 800-990-3776. Your reaction to the Costco Doomsday Bucket. It is a bucket of food that you can buy. It has a 25-year shelf life. It has 132 servings, although it does say on the bucket 150 servings. It is $63. It consists of rice and some cereal and some soup, an orange drink mix, some whey milk alternative. I'll tell you what, dairy? No dairy.
No, you can't have any dairy.
No dairy.
Well, again, that's not lasting very long.
Although they do have all these wheels of cheese that, you know, like aged 20 years, aged. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there that, like, you can age cheese.
I'd be fine. I could survive on wine for weeks.
Oh, yeah. Right? Chewie's just going down to the wine cellar.
Yeah, right. We're good.
Wait, but in a doomsday situation, don't you want to be spry? Don't you want to be alert? Don't you? You want to be hungover and passed out?
I don't know. I probably want to be hammered.
It is doomsday.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of numbs some of the pain. Yeah.
Should have known. It's going to be real hard to hit that deer, just so you know, if you're seeing six of them.
Shoot the one in the middle.
Aim for the middle.
Middle
one,
of six.
Right? Exactly.
That's what everybody says. All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But before we do, guys, I want to tell you about my friends over at Aria, the restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Your dinner destination is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience. It captivates with its culinary creativity, and it delights in its offerings of artisanal American cuisine. If you're looking for a new spot, or maybe you've been there a bunch and you just haven't been there in a while, it is time to check out Aria at stkatearts.com. Again, that reservation spot is their website, aria@stkate.com, aria@stkate.com. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywagon saying you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
People weighing in on this doomsday bucket, you guys, is crazy. Everybody has thoughts on a, I guess, easy, here you go, here's a bucket of food just in case the world ends or is ending. It's an apocalypse bucket that you can buy at Costco for $63. Dave from Aaron saying, I have a lot of food, supplies, guns, ammo, and bug out bags at the ready. What is a bug out bag?
Things you
no idea.
You pack a bag with supplies to be able to leave town at the drop of a hat.
Oh, bug out. Like.
Oh, I got you.
Got it. Dude. Okay. Dumpy in West Bend saying ramen all apocalypse long. Dave from Aaron saying rice and dry beans are the way to go. Dave from Aaron also saying I hunt and fish and garden, so I always have seeds for planting too. That's another thing that people apparently hold on to for doomsday. And then Tony weighing in saying this is a faux doomsday tub. It's missing key proteins. I have some family members that have close to 6 months worth of doomsday prep meals. Well, I'd like to know who your family is. I'm going to shack up. I'm going to shack up with them if it's the end of the world. And then Tony also weighing in saying, in a real doomsday event, you have to remember you will likely have no electricity, which means no refrigeration. So if you do hunt, Chewy, you either need to eat all of the food or you need to learn the old school tactics of meat preservation.
Yeah, a lot of salt.
Do you have salt?
Probably not.
So maybe Costco, we buy the salt first. We buy the salt for the meat preservation. This is crazy to me, this idea of a bucket. So the gentleman did go through everything that was in it, guys. I do want to read that off to you very quickly. This is, again, what is in the doomsday bucket that you can buy at Costco. It's 150 servings. It apparently has a 25-year shelf life. Are you ready for this list?
Yep.
Pasta Alfredo. Alfredo, cheesy macaroni, teriyaki rice, creamy pasta and vegetables, potatoes and chicken flavored pot pies, tomato basil soup with pasta, chicken flavored noodle soup, brown sugar and maple multigrain what?
Multigrain.
Just multigrain. Apple cinnamon cereal, crunchy granola, instant rice, vanilla pudding, whey milk alternative, and orange drink. What is that, like Tang?
Yeah.
Is it Tang? They're just
probably
Tang.
It's just, yeah, I mean, but because 2024? That's, you know, copyrighted.
Right.
You just gotta,
what are you going to mix it with? Just eat the Tang.
Bring
the
your own water. Huh? You got to bring your own water, Chew, to this doomsday party.
Just eat the powder? Yeah. What is this, a Fun Dip?
It's like a pixie stick.
But this, what is this? This is like a smorgasbord. When I think doomsday, I don't think pasta Alfredo, Gabe. I'm thinking like bare bone necessities.
Luxury.
Like, these are luxury items. It's luxury. What this is a luxury doomsday bucket.
This is a bougie doomsday bucket.
That's right. It's a... I couldn't. I was going to try to rhyme the doomsday and the bougie. It's a bouge day.
I think if you were to actually eat those, you'd realize it's not actually a luxury. It's actually just like meals ready to like the MREs, like Chewy said, and they all kind of taste like junk. and you have to have boiling water, and it's just kind of slop that's in there.
Well, but they're trying to at least make it taste good. They're trying to at least make it seem like
you can try all you want.
Monte Mo saying, doesn't doomsday mean that the bombs are dropping and everything is dead and gone, LOL? I think there's different versions of doomsday. There's a movie out there right now. Julia Roberts is in it. What's it called again, guys? It's the end of the world movie. It's the, have you seen it, Chu? You're a big movie guy. Julia Roberts, Mahershala
I remember Ali. The last day way back when, where it scared the hell out of everyone. It was probably in the 80s.
In their doomsday version, the internet goes out first, right? What do you got, Brian D? What is it called? Leave the World Behind. Thank you. Leave the World Behind. In that version, the Wi-Fi, the internet, the networks go out first. So you don't have access to your cards. You don't have access to your money. Would you have money?
It's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, currency?
Yeah.
No, currency doesn't matter in doomsday.
No. Yeah, that's no electricity. Just got to be a survivalist. There's plenty of stuff to eat out here. Eat these flowers.
Why does it feel like you're rooting for this now? All of a sudden, it feels like you're like...
Because Chewy doesn't like people.
For 3 days, it'd be fine. Then I'd want a nice steak or something.
So
you think Corpus would still be open or no?
I doubt it.
Gasoline, right? You don't have gasoline. That would be another luxury. You don't think you could drive somewhere out in the middle of nowhere? And yeah, I mean, I have a book on my shelf, guys, that says How to Survive in the Woods.
Yeah.
Right? One of my favorite books. Every few months or so, I'll just flip through and be like, all right, good to know. Packing that knowledge away, right? Just in case I ever find myself in a situation where I would be better off in the woods than in society.
You better become a vegetarian.
He thinks I can't kill things.
He absolutely does
ask
not think
my husband,
you can kill things.
Ask my husband if he thinks I can kill things.
He's still alive.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever gutted an animal? Could you gut an animal?
I think I could get close to gutting an animal, yes.
Kind of gross.
I'm pretty sure that's a no. The answer to that question was a no.
All you need to know about me, Chu, is that I would climb into an animal's hide if I needed to survive. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I saw, what was it, the Revenant?
Revenant,
right? Where
with
he
Leo?
Does that? Exactly. I could do that.
Or Star Wars.
Now I'd vomit a lot, but I could do it. All right, guys. So it is a big day out here at the Bog in Saukville. It is the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. And, of course, we are I see Wildy. I see Tausch. They are coming up next. I see all of the golf carts lined up for all of our loyal listeners and for all of our loyal golfers today. It looks like the sun has gone behind the clouds, so it might not be all that hot out here. But you were checking the radar earlier, Gabe. You did not see any rain.
No rain in the forecast today. It's going to be a beautiful day here at the Bog.
Beautiful day out here at the Bog. I got Ashton Rotman walking in front of me. I got Brian D to the left of me. We got all the big wigs, all the executives here at the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Guys, Wildy and Tausch is next. They're going to jump into this spot. And we are going to go mingle with the masses. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of this day. Enjoy the rest of our shows coming to you from the Bog in Saukville.